noise from Vegas.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. I'm sure that has some relevancy to someone somewhere else, but we're all clueless here. I'm chewing gum like an unprofessional person.
Nom nom nom.
Very interesting. Beginning of the show, or nearly the beginning of the show, and we're missing someone. And the lights are on, so we know he's not hiding.
I was going to say, psst, it's not the white guys.
All right, everybody, you're listening to SWR, Spankwagon Radio. Join us online, spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. You got the live feed going for the camera. Hello out there. Don't like the thing always pointing on me, but oh well. Got the chat room going. We'd love to see you in the chat room. Everybody needs to join. Help make us look good. We'll give you all the credit. Yeah, funny thing about the Mogulus ads. We'll get to that in a little while.
Ugh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, bitches.
Yes, SWR here Friday night. Last show before Christmas. You even bought him a gift.
I know. Where the hell is he?
What the hell's going on here? I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And that's where Decaf would say he's Decaf, but we have no clue where he is. I haven't gotten a call or a text. I usually get a text. At least a text.
I just sent him a text saying, dude, where the hell are you? And I haven't heard anything yet.
We know that he's got like some family commitments or committed family or something like that going on this evening. So maybe he's doing that.
Some sort of nonsense.
Maybe he is ditching us for family. I mean, really, what kind of low-life scum would ditch us for family? Family does one thing. They make you feel guilty. Uh-oh. What's wrong, Murph?
I can't remember the MySpace passwords.
Oh, you dumb shit. Okay, we'll deal with that in a little bit. Hey, everybody. We're going to give it out over the air. The MySpace passwords are trapped in a human costume.
Okay, so let's talk about the Mogulus ad since they're right there and in everybody's
way.
Yeah,
it is right there.
Here's the deal. Mogulus, which we've been using for a while now, and we truly love. Here, let me go ahead and turn the camera to yours truly. Switch back to the camera.
Float.
Anyway, so the Mogulus, which we've been using for a while now,
yeah.
And certain other internet radio shows have decided to try and replicate rather unsuccessfully.
Reciprocate?
No, replicate.
Oh, okay.
They often replicated, but never duplicated. Mogulus has been free for a while, and it's been great because it's been in beta. Well, now they have their pro service, which seems like a really good idea. It is, you get like 25 gigs of bandwidth, you get 25 gigs of storage, you get all kinds of great, you know, stuff. You get the white player without all the pink and black branding from them, and And Decaf says he might be here, he might not. So, take that as you will. Which is great. I mean, it's awesome that this has given us this pro service, though, if we want it, is $350 a month.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, insert Ron Simmons here. Damn. Does anyone here have $350 a month they can spend on that? Raise your hand, please. Oh, Decaf's volunteering.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so Decaf's volunteering.
He's
so,
not here to say no.
Yeah, so unfortunately, the downside is since we can't afford that, the free version is now ad-supported, hence why we have ads. How bad are the ads? I don't know. I haven't seen them. It's my understanding they're just pop-ups that come across the bottom.
You know, and it's interesting that Mogulus is doing this because even in the past, I would say in the past 2 weeks, YouTube has started doing this. I've started seeing the advertisements show up on, like, just any
oh, break. Video. Break.com. I've seen them all over the place.
College Humor. I mean, I've seen them everywhere.
You know,
so
ad-supported content is really, it's unfortunate, but it's what we deal with.
It's a necessary evil. You really think that?
Yeah.
Why?
Now, why do I think it's a necessary evil?
Why?
Because services like this aren't free.
Okay.
You know, and someone has to foot the bill for it.
Right.
These ads, and we're not like other shows that take, I'm going to pull this away because I'm really on top of it.
Yeah.
We're not like other shows that take donations or have some sort of membership system or anything like
yeah,
that.
We're not NPR, basically, is
well,
what you're saying.
And some of the other shows on LV Rocks, we're not like them either.
Right.
We do everything we do here just for the hell of it. So we can't afford to do this. So if we have to sacrifice some of that for ads, then I can say, okay, it's not that bad. And as long as it's not full screen and it's not taking over what we're doing. Hey, there he is!
Okay, so not
Decaf,
full screen.
You missed it. By the way, you just volunteered to spend the $350 a month that it's going to take for us to get Mogulus Pro so we don't have the little ads at the bottom of the screen
anymore. Yeah, because they're already talking about the ads in the chat room.
Yeah. Decaf has joined us.
Hello, sir. Let me get your mic up. There's your mic. It's up.
How are you, sir?
Hello.
There he is.
Okay.
Turn up your headphones.
No fucking way. I paid $350.
So, unfortunately, we have to pay the bill somehow.
Right.
Speaking of that, everybody knows we love Dan over at Canis Hosting.
Yes.
He gives us the web space, and in exchange for... No, I don't want to say in exchange for that, because honestly, I think that even if he didn't, we still heavily promote his service, because
absolutely.
Canis Hosting is a phenomenal hosting service. I think we've got some crazy, like, 98% uptime. Whenever there's going to be a downtime, he always text messages me or he gets on AIM. That is the whitest ringtone I think I've ever heard. Uh-oh.
Oh, he's
got
to run already.
Uh-oh. It's a booty call. Anyway, so we'd still pimp Dan no matter what.
Right, absolutely. Dan's been good to us. Dan's been damn good to us.
Dan's been really good to us.
Right.
So I want to talk about the next step on this.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
Well, it's not an oh, Jesus.
Well.
Now, look, you and I have had these discussions before.
Yes, we have.
Nerds can't fix everything.
That is correct.
We can't. You are a car guy. I am not.
Right.
Recently, I had an issue with my wife's VW, and it was hemorrhaging water. So I took it to a place, and I love the guy. I love the work they do. I can't lie. He's also my brother-in-law. But he doesn't own it. He just works there.
Okay.
So he and 98% is actually pretty pathetic. Not on a web host, Toe. On a web host, 98% is actually great. 96 is the industry standard for web hosting uptime. Anyway, I took it to him. Didn't even deal with the boss. I just dealt with my brother-in-law.
Right.
He turned around and said, look, we're going to fix your car. That's awesome. But we want to bring this to you. Now, you've seen Colby work.
Yeah.
You've seen the work he's done on my truck.
Yeah.
And he's done on my wife's car.
Yep.
I've sent people to him
right.
over there. They have always been very happy, not just with him, but with the entire shop.
Mm-hmm.
So what we are going to start doing is you guys hear us do the readers for Canis Hosting.
Right.
Well, we're going to do more readers for these guys. Not as any sort of, we're not selling out and this isn't so we get free stuff. This is because... No.
Okay.
No.
Sure?
This is an actual advertising deal, but you and I have always said we would never advertise for anyone we didn't believe in.
Exactly. Never advertise a product that we can't agree with or...
Do you have that card with you?
No, I don't.
You
it's
don't.
At home
because
okay. I was working on trying to do some graphics to it.
Well, here's the deal, guys. We now have, I hate to say it, but I guess we have a new sponsor on the show.
We do have a new sponsor for the show. Actually, the interesting part about it is a very non-traditional for internet radio kind of a sponsor.
Absolutely.
Because, and it's slightly, I feel bad in one way because one of the problems I ran into with it was the fact that it's, it is so non-traditional, you actually would have to be in Vegas to take advantage of it.
Which I think is kind of cool because we're not just pimping out like a Golden Palace Casino or a
Well, I'm not getting anything tattooed on my forehead.
Well, no, what I'm saying is we're not just promoting another website. We're actually promoting a brick-and-mortar business in town that we will stand behind and say we believe in what these guys do because we really like who they are, and we will attach their name to ours. Mm-hmm. For the local people who listen to us, the name of the place is Dad's Garage. It's on Rancho and Cheyenne.
Yeah, Rancho and Cheyenne up in North Vegas.
Yeah, you can't miss it. It's in between a bar and the Sonic. And I wouldn't even bring this up if it wasn't for the fact that I absolutely believe in this guy and believe in the work that they do there. Even if my brother-in-law is no longer there, the guy who owns the place, Wayne, is a hell of a guy. And he's been in muscle car restoration for years and years. I think it's Wayne Holden, I think is his name. He's been in muscle car restoration for just years on end. This whole area that they're in has got these different shops, and they send work each other's way.
Right.
But Dad's Garage is your primary area for there for engine rebuilds. I think everything other than completely rebuilding the transmission, they'll do hot rod restoration. You know, they do. Yeah, whenever I go in there, it's always funny what I see up on the lifts. They've got like a really nice Jag down at one end. You got somebody Studebaker next to it. They've got one of those VW vans that it's one of those VW vans, you know, looks like the half van truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got one of those that they're rebuilding. They've got a jet boat across the way in their secondary garage that they're working on.
Nice.
So I want to take the time to tell you guys, look, if you're here in Vegas, you need to get some car work done. You don't want to get your ass handed to you on a quote. These guys are the ones to take it to. Their labor rate is, I want to say it's like $89 an hour, which is like $15 to $20 cheaper than the other places in town. Plus, as of 2009, a 113 garages here in town are not renewing their licenses.
Oh, damn.
So, in economic condition we're in right now, the way that this store works, the way that they do their things, I think Dad's Garage is definitely a place you'd want to take your vehicle. So, we'll have an actual reader, we'll have an ad up, we'll do an actual commercial for them coming up here soon. Right. But this is going to be another one of the businesses that Spankwagon Radio likes to do business with.
Yeah, and that's the important thing is we're looking at it from that perspective of this isn't, you know, we're not selling out in the sense. And that's actually important to me because, you know, for God, fucking almost, you know, over 8 years now, we have never really embraced advertising to the point where we absolutely have zero budget still. And things do need to change a bit. So,
Also, we've never really had a lot of companies that we feel comfortable with.
It's true.
Promoting. Now we've got Canis, and of course there's Comic Oasis.
Yep.
That we're, you know, and we don't get anything from Derek other than him coming in here and embarrassing me
and giving prizes
and
to
giving
our
prizes
people.
To our people. But he is.
Which I need to find out, Rev. Did you get anything yet?
Yeah, no kidding. I still have to send him my.
Well, let me know. I mean, we'll have to set it separately.
Yeah, I got to get the photo taken. Stitz is going to do that.
Okay.
But guys, in the years that we've been doing this, we've never really had any sponsors. Sure. We didn't want to sell out. And this, I just want to tell everyone, just because we're adding some sponsors, these aren't people that are giving us anything financially. I mean, there is an actual advertising agreement in there.
Yeah.
But it's
I'll
not.
Tell you, here's the thing. But I think what you really want to say is the fact that, one, we're going to do this tastefully.
Absolutely.
That's the important part. And I think we have to preface that now here up front because you guys, especially right now looking in the chat room, you know, with Reverend and Toe and Radio XUK, these guys have been with us for some time. Toe and Rev are, you know, Spankwagon originals.
Yeah,
from back
day one.
Day one originals. And the point is, though, is that, you know, we're going to do this tastefully. We're just going to do it, you know, our way, but it's going to be tasteful. So we're not going to be... Hey, I was had it, Dad's Garage. No, we're not doing that.
Don't bust
shit.
Your knuckles, bust your nuts, PB Blaster. We're not going to be that.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
So let's switch gears, Mr. Big Daddy Decaf.
We got one sponsor. You guys are going.
Two. No, we have two now.
I mean, we
two
have
now.
Two, but you two. Guys are going on like, oh my God, we sound like we're going to be like Big Papa Chevalier have commercials and we fucking
Papa Joe Chevalier. You know what? No, Papa Joe Chevalier in 36 minutes of radio every hour. That is his standard. 36 minutes of talk. The rest are advertisements. It's no, we're not doing that. And I think the idea, and my concern, and this is just to address and appease my insecurity with it, is making sure that we do it tastefully, we do it respectfully, and we, you know, make some shit off.
Wait, wait, you do it tastefully? You mean like the Quaalude Man version of the canis?
No, I mean tastefully, as in, you know, we're not whoring ourselves out every 5 minutes or every, you know, no offense to friends of ours, but being forced to every 15 minutes take a break.
Yeah. Also, you know, you're not going to see Spankwagon Radio, the website, the SWR website. It's not going to start to look like a NASCAR car. There's not going to be tags, banners everywhere.
Well, they're starting to. I got, you know, this fucking author and his fucking book. He keeps trying to shill on people. And
how is the book doing, by the way?
I sold one yesterday.
You sold one?
Yeah.
Is that what? How is the book doing? How book, sales-wise?
Book's doing as good as the book can do right now. It's pretty, yeah. I mean, you know, people do speak interest in it. As a matter of fact, I got two calls from websites that want to, I think they want to promote it, but they probably want me to pay for it to promote it. I don't know. But I haven't called them back. One guy can't understand. He was like, I'm interested in August of 77. I don't know what site. I don't even know what he said, his website, but I don't know. I can't make out what the fucking thing is.
You know, we still need to talk to Derek and do a signing for your book there at Comic Oasis. We've been trying to get that. We're going to have to do that after the first of the year.
So much time is just like blown by. It's already fucking Christmas.
Oh, I know. I mean, next fucking week is fucking Christmas already.
Oh,
and I'm sitting here looking at, I was looking actually on the poster on the way in today.
Yeah, it was
and
October.
It's October 4th. I remember getting that a month before and putting it up. I'm like, holy fuck, you know? Where did this second half of the year just fucking
gone by.
Blown
by? Do you know how you know it's Christmas time in Vegas?
It snows.
We had a fucking blizzard.
Yeah, no.
Okay, wait. It wasn't a fucking blizzard.
Look, for this town,
it
that was
a fucking
blizzard.
I've never seen it get like that. Look,
for those
ever.
Of you that don't live in Vegas or haven't seen it on the news, Vegas.
How can you not see it on the news?
Well, Vegas, we get
like
snow.
Like a pair of shoes.
We do get snow every couple of years. And it's usually you go to sleep, you wake up, and everything's white for like 20 minutes, and then it melts.
Right.
This was not the case. Monday, it snowed. The entire west half of the valley didn't get snowed in, but got really good snow. There's 4 inches of snow built up on Summerlin Parkway, which, again, for Vegas is huge.
Here's the huge part, and I think, you know, like you said a moment ago, it's not just the fact that you go to bed, wake up, and there's snow. This was snow that started falling in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I have never, since I've lived here, have seen snow fall and accumulate in an afternoon.
Now, that was Monday.
Tuesday.
That was Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, though. Everything went insane.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that have been Wednesday?
I'm sorry, was it Wednesday?
Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. We had a perfect storm of snow. Basically what happened is usually in Vegas we get cold weather from two directions. Either we get the rain from the south, which is usually pretty warm, and we get that especially in the summer, or it comes down from the north and it's nowhere near as strong. Well, what wound up happening this time is we had a cold front come in from the north through the northern Nevada, Utah area.
Right.
But we had that southern really powerful moisture flow, and the two just hit. And when it hit right over the valley. And when they combined, we had over 9 hours of snowfall. Yeah, it did not stop for nine. This happened Wednesday. There is still snow outside.
I know. That's unbelievable.
Not down here, though, in the valley where we're downtown.
There is still snow at my house.
Yeah, but at the house up in Hendertucky, dude, there
Holy
are still
shit.
Snow on.
I still have a snowman in my front yard.
That's funny.
Not much of him left, but he's still there. This town lost its goddamn mind.
Yeah, I know.
No, you know what? It didn't do too bad, though. I mean, everybody did turn into an 80-year-old grandma on the roads, but I guess that's the better thing to do. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't too bad. I mean, in all things considered.
Traffic.
Ooh, I farted.
Yeah, traffic was bad, but it wasn't. I mean, extremely bad. I expected more accidents. I expected people to just, you know, be totally dumb.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Everybody was doing like 25.
Because everybody was freaked the fuck
out.
Everyone
was scared shitless.
You know
drive.
What I had to laugh at? I was watching the news and people who were abandoning their cars on the side of the road because they're freaked out about driving. Walking home. You dumb motherfuckers.
You know, it really wasn't that cold, which was really the funny part. It was only about 40... maybe 39, 40 degrees, which
isn't
that bad.
Actually, it was about 35 degrees.
Well, it's still not that bad. But, I mean, the snow just kept coming. Like, usually
that's what I was thinking at first. I was like, it's going to go for a few minutes, get snowing, and it's just going to be over. Yep. And then back in the day, but no, that shit picked up.
At 11 o'clock, I looked out the window of my office, and it's raining. And everyone who's watched the show knows I have that massive window behind me when I do the show not show from the house or from the office. It rained from 11 to 1. And then the snow started falling. We're like, oh, man, this sucks because the ground's all wet and it's not sticking. And at 2:15, I noticed snow was building up on the cars.
Yeah.
I said, oh, no. Then it built up on the ground, on the grass. Then it built up everywhere.
Yep. And it was an amazing. It was for Vegas. It was completely and utterly astonishing. I mean, you heard me just go on and on about insanity of it all.
You were freaked out. You were more freaked out than I was. You were like, oh, I can't believe this. And I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, no, I know. I was enjoying.
Well, I'll tell you why I freaked out. I moved away from that shit for a reason. No. Okay, I've been into a car accident here, right? And it wasn't my fault. I got tagged. I mean, there's two car accidents now, and I've been rear-ended, and I've been hit. In Iowa, every single car accident I was involved in was my fault.
Because you're a dumbass.
Well, yeah. I'm a shitty driver. I'll never lie about that. It was my fault in weather, just like what we had on Wednesday. So I'm like, oh, my God. I was laughing my ass off, though, just looking at it and looking at these streets, the Vegas streets and stucco and tile roofs and snow on the ground.
Toe is still going on about his uptime. Toe, look, I don't know the exact numbers. All I know is that since we launched Spankwagon Radio on Canis Hosting, we had downtime that first week and haven't had any since. That's all I care about. The snow has been just freaking amazing. It was everywhere. It was coming down everywhere, the big fluffy chunks, and it was wet, and it was sticking together, and it was just the creepiest thing I think I'd ever seen. And you know, a lot of people made fun of me when I bought my truck. I can't believe you bought that big a truck. All the cash you have to spend on it. Yes, I get 11 miles to the gallon, but I tell you what, I gladly spend the money it took to fill that tank when I dropped that little fucker into four-wheel drive and just chugged my way up the fucking street while everyone else was sliding trying to get out of the office parking lot. It was absolutely worth every penny that I spent on that truck. I love that thing, and I tell you what, I will never go back to a small vehicle. My wife was freaked out that night. Rather than trying to have her drive home in it, I went up to work, and I was going to drive her home. By this time, it had started to rain, so the snow on the freeways especially was melted and out of the way. I had her follow me back to the house. We got home, and I think the weirdest moment was she got out of the car, and her eyes just got huge because she had left for work before the snow started, came home, and was right in the thick of it. Seeing our house look like it was up in the mountains was just amazing. Mm-hmm. But then there was that how bright it was outside. With the ambient light of the city reflecting off the low clouds, dude, it looked like it was late afternoon.
Yeah, it was really cool, just the amount of ambient light. And what was interesting is the next morning, when everything got to ice overnight, getting to work the next morning. Now, and one thing that amazed me was the Clark County School District called a snow day.
Well, again, you have to remember, in the early hours of the evening, we were predicting another 10 to 12 inches of snow overnight.
Right.
We wound up only getting about 3. So right. It wasn't because of the snow that they called the snow day, though. It's because of
the impending doom
of melted snow. Because, again, that kind of rainfall we don't get. We got a half inch of rain on Tuesday in Henderson. It's like, holy crap, are you kidding me? Really? Yeah. That's a lot of rain for us.
Actually, it is in December. That's huge for
December. Now, did the library district close down?
Yeah, they closed at 5 o'clock. I wonder how much work actually got done at your jobs, because most of the, you know, I could tell people, the thing is, you can't really hide. You know, people try to be outside.
Well,
like,
especially you.
You know, people try to, you know, go outside and, like, you know, not try to admit that the only reason they're out there is because it's snowing. You know, they try to justify reasons like, oh, I just had to go to my car. They're like, you fucking liar. Dude. You're just out there because it's fucking snowing. I spent at least 3 hours of my day outside, just every day. It's like, oh, guys, I'll be right back. I got to go here. Oh, guys, I got to go out here. And I went outside and fucking, you know, took pictures and, mm-hmm. you know, we threw, you know, snowballs and shit like that, you know.
Dude, we went up on the roof, and in my building we have this atrium. Went up on the roof. I called the boss's secretary to have her come out into the atrium because we were going to pelt her with snowballs. We wound up with the entire sales team plowing around the glass there, and we spent 20 minutes just pelting with snowballs and building a snowman on the roof. Dude, I didn't do anything at all that day, because if I wasn't outside playing in the snow, I was up on the roof making sure that it was staying away from the drain so we didn't have it clog up and have, you know, all this water come through the ceiling.
That's a good point.
So what happened, what's funny is the next day, I can tell that Vegas is not just, you know, it's not equipped to handle any kind of snow or bad weather, because I went through a drive-thru, right? and you could still see the water was just dripping. So every car that went through was getting pelted.
Oh yeah,
with water all over your windshield just because nothing's made to, you know, hold in anything like that in the city.
Absolutely not. And you know what? My porch out back, the snow is still melting off the roof, and it's still dripping off there. My dogs are loving it.
Now, is it in Iowa? You know, because I've really been in much cold weather. Is it the same when, you know, the icicles come from the house? They just melt down, and it just melt for days, and you just get used to it.
Or you do.
Or is there any kind of prevention system that, you know, help with that, or it's just
how it is. It's not necessarily a prevention system as so much as it take a broom out and knock them down and don't get hit by them, because you know icicles down to a point, you know, and they will cut your ass. Actually, no. I mean, once the water's flowing, the water's flowing. so yeah, there's not much of a prevention system. Just it stays longer, so you really get huge icicles and. You know, imagine the snow that we had, but that would have been November. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then there would be another storm a week later, and then another one like that a week later, and maybe one that was just really dry snow a week after that. Dry, crunchy snow instead of soft, squishy snow.
I guess it was a Philly. Well, what did they have brought me back from memory in 95? Because I'll never forget, I went to Minnesota in December.
Oh,
it was like negative.
Jesus.
It was like a negative 11 and shit. So
yeah, that's right.
So I get off the plane. You know, everybody's all warm and cozy on the plane. You get off, and you know, and I was like everybody else. It's like, this is negative 11. The fuck is this? This ain't shit. As a you know, this I'm colder at my house. You know, at nighttime.
Yeah,
Then the wind gust blew by,
and your testicles went inside your body to play.
The funny part is that we had to go from a bigger plane to a smaller plane.
Oh,
I went to Brainerd. Don't ask why. But but
Dolly World.
and when that wind hit, everybody went from walking to running. The other fucking plane holding onto their hats and shit.
Oh my god!
That's exactly what it was. People freaked the fuck out and everyone started taking off.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, little things that I still have experience with is like the fact that I got frostbite on one of the tops of one of my ears one year. Being stupid, not wearing a snow hat.
A toque.
Oh no, not a toque. Just a fucking wool cap, or not even a wool cap, just a fucking snow cap.
How long you have to be outside to get a frostbite?
Well, when it's really fucking cold out, not long, not for extremities.
So frostbite, as in like you see on the news of people all fucking black and bruised and shit.
Oh, that's from hours.
That's huge. Oh, yeah. Tops of the ears will always go first, and they will always be because it's just thin little flesh and cartilage. There's nothing there.
Yeah. So what happens with? I mean, does
it
hurt?
It hurts like a motherfucker. It take a pair of pliers. And just pinch on your ear and pinch on your ear and pinch, just rip the fucking ear. I mean, just fucking Vincent Van Gogh yourself. There you go.
Fuck that.
You know, that's that, and it hurts. And what sucks is even if it's just a little bit of like surface that gets that, you know, that little bit of frostbite, if you go out in the cold ever, you know, again and again and again or whatever, that'll be the right first place everything hurts. You know, it sucks. Oh, I hate it.
So that's why you came to Vegas to escape it.
Yeah, absolutely why I came to Vegas. I wanted to get the fuck out of the snow, and that shit followed me.
Yeah, I was really stunned. The thing is, I heard, you know, I was like, oh, okay, it was up in the, you know, closer to the mountains and shit. Yeah, okay, there's snow there. But then I didn't expect it really, you know, I didn't really listen to the weather. I didn't really expect it to snow. And then when you first see it, I was like, oh, it's just going to be like the other two times, because I remember I think it snowed in 97 and 03. And I think 97 was a little bit more. It stuck for a little while, right?
Yeah.
And 03 was just kind of a brush through. But this was amazing because I never in my life have I actually drove and weather that fucking bad. You know, you get to the car and you see, you're like, oh, fuck. I said, it ain't that bad and stuff like that. Till I got on the fucking road, can't see shit.
Dude,
you know,
I scraped 6 inches of snow off my car.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. I could not believe it. It was great.
Yeah, I couldn't see that out the back. I got to the car. I'm not used to this shit. Yeah. You know, you go to the car. I see the snow on the car, right? I get in the car, close the door, turn it up, look it back up. I can't fucking
see
shit. Yep. So I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I said, I don't think I've ever done this in my life. Yep. So I had to go out and fucking wipe the snow out the back window. Never had to do that shit in my life.
All I have to say is it was fun driving on the freeway, going 60 miles an hour, and I felt like I was driving through the Windows Starfield screensaver. You know, because it was just all that snow right there.
Oh, just
Yeah, it was what was it again?
It took me an hour and a half to get from my office down to pick up the baby and get home, which is less than 5 miles. That's cool.
Yeah, sounds about right. All right, we need to take a break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We'll be back.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. God, I really hope this paycheck clears.
Radioactive, don't come near it. Temple of Syria. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
I did it again, baby.
Yeah!
The ladies are gonna love you.
Oh my God, and we're back. Spank Wagon Radio.
Find Spank Wagon Radio.
SWR. Find us online at spankwagon.net.
Hey,
there's been an email change for those of you guys who are paying attention. I mentioned this last week. SWR at spankwagon.net is the new show email. Kind of, well, we're making some changes.
And
some
you can,
big changes in February.
And on Tuesday nights, you can always listen to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Thank you, sir.
O'clock.
Thank you. You know, this week's show. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a Hanukkah show.
See, I didn't get to listen to it. I was stuck with my wife's cousin and kids and shit, whining and complaining. You know, like, oh, why, you know, come over. Dad, come over. And then I'm like, I'm leaving.
come over, but don't steal any of our stuff. What are you trying to say?
No, they're Mexican.
Oh.
So I'm covering my pockets now. Nice. No, so we'll talk about your show a little bit because I didn't get to hear
it. Well, it was an all Hanukkah show, and I actually only played music from two bands. The only band that the two bands are great, but the Levies were the best. They're kind of like a
I got
what
it
are
up.
You doing?
You know I got that new player, right? You can play it right off the fucking
oh,
site.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. I'm playing
boy.
It right off. I'm like
you're playing it right off the site.
If you look below where it says subscribe manually and subscribe with iTunes, you can actually hit
that. Oh,
that
little
play
player
button.
There.
That's a player I put in.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. I was playing like the part of the show the other day. I was like, oh, shit.
Well, the Hanukkah show, the Levies, are kind of like a pop, almost kind of cakeish type band. Very, very cool band, but it's all Hanukkah songs. Their album's Hanukkah Rocks. You can find it on iTunes. It was great. They have some great songs. How do you spell Hanukkah? My Goyim Friends. I mean, it was a really, really cool show.
Damn.
This week's show, I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You're going to do more Christmas shit?
No, of course not. Why am I going to do a Christmas show?
Fucking beat it into the ground.
Dude, if I could find Kwanzaa pop music, I'd play that. There is a topic in the forum.
But, you know, before you change the subject, I have a joke about that. Well, you know, our friend Carla or whatever.
Yeah.
Our good friend. She said...
I dedicated the show to her.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
She said...
Got her on the phone, too.
No.
Yes, I did. I swear to God.
I swear to God. As a matter of fact, it's in the audio. It's in the podcast.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
She was in the chat room all night.
So, yeah, she told me, she's like, so do you celebrate Kwanzaa, right? And I said, I celebrate Christmas like all the rest of the black people.
Poor.
I don't know any black people. Well, I don't know a whole lot of black people. I don't know.
I was going to say, all you know is white women. Who are we kidding?
That actually celebrates Kwanzaa. Y'all know when it is or what it is. Y'all got to educate me on Kwanzaa.
I have no idea. It's like some celebration of something or other.
Is it 12 days?
I think I found some holiday music.
Why would you even play this?
No, this is great. This is what the holidays are all about, man. That nice subtlety, good tone. I mean, it's nice. Mannheim Steamroller.
I'm gonna come over there and Mannheim Steamroll you.
Just enjoy a little bit. We're gonna put a little bit of holiday music in Spankwagon. All right. You're gonna like it. You're gonna put up with it. All right. We get to talk about Mr. Marafa.
Did you say I?
God, how'd I know you were going to do this?
Duh. The only Christmas carol I know.
I'm a Whopper virgin. He stuffed my face with one of those big ass juicy Whoppers. I want a lick in between the buns.
Would you like to find the pickle, sir?
I want my Whopper plunged. So I can lose my Whopper virginity.
Speaking of plunged, you notice there's none of it going on in the studio tonight. Shock and awe, shock and awe.
So what happened?
You know what?
We're not going to see it happen.
Don't worry about it.
We're not going to see it happen. That ain't going to happen. Okay, so there is something I want to talk about, though.
All right.
So I am a self-admitted Craigslist addict.
War.
I love Craigslist. I'm sorry, I do. You know, it's a great place to find glory holes. No, I actually spend quite a bit of time in shut up. I spend quite a bit of time in the computer section, helping to combat some of the bootleg spammers and stuff like that.
Oh, Murphy's a superhero. I'm combating evil.
But I also find really good deals on there. So the deal I found today was there was a guy who was selling.
I'm Murph.
Shut up. Okay. A Bluetooth. I'm going to throw some trail mix at you, motherfucker.
Bean pies?
Bean pies. Dude, that'd be awesome if I could find some bean pies. No, I found a guy who was selling.
Evil.
Sorry, I found a guy who was selling a.
Ala.
A Apple Bluetooth wireless keyboard. The new one, the aluminum one. Ooh. For $10.
What? It
says $10.
$10, you can have
it. How much
this?
Is it naturally?
$100. Said, email me for details. He says, it comes with a Best Buy receipt. So I said, okay. So I emailed him. I said, what are the deep details? So this is the email he sent me. Sorry, I'm still kind of congested. Hello, Chris. You can receive this item for the discount price if you can follow these few simple steps.
Wait. There's steps?
There's steps. This is not any type of spamming, scam, or fraud. I'm a real person here in Las Vegas. You can either call or text me anytime regarding this offer upon request. I created this idea as an alternative source of income to my normal job, so I can make a little extra cash on the side for the holidays, and so I can offer people a great discount on any items. Please let me know if you're interested. Instructions. Go to FullTiltPoker.com. Sign up for an account.
Wait.
Yes.
What does the fucking poker have to do with this?
Sign up for an account using my bonus code. You must enter this code so I get credit for your sign-up. Deposit the minimum $50 and earn 100 player points. Takes less than 1 hour. Don't worry. You won't be out $50. Full Tilt will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Example, if you deposit $50, Full Tilt gives you $50. This way you aren't out any money. And once you meet the player point requirement, you can cash out the money. $100. You get this money back. Full Tilt also pays me $100 for getting you to sign up to their site. I use the money to pay for the item, netting a small profit
$50
in the price difference. Example, I receive $100 from Full Tilt. MP3 player cost me $70, my profit $30. Once I confirm your sign up and the points earned, I will deliver the item brand new in the box with the full price receipt from Best Buy to wherever you want to meet me at.
So you're telling me that you have to pay 50 times Spankwagon's budget? to find out if you're gonna get ripped off or not.
Yeah. So of course I had to get his phone number. Trench.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna give JJ, otherwise known as
Dynamite.
No, Josh Jacek. Oh, we're gonna give Josh Jacek here a call.
All right. Well, I'm gonna give you Murphy one rule.
What's that?
Don't say anything about us. Okay.
Like, no.
No radio, no spank wagon, no nothing. Because you tend to fuck up jokes like that.
Oh, at the end, I'm going to throw that up there.
No. Let's just drag him along. Let's just piss him off.
Well, let's see what we can do here. All right. So.
Do you agree to
that? Yeah.
Oh, at the very end, when he starts getting so pissed, I'm going to say, oh, by the way. Oh, well, you know what? According to the laws and regulation, I have to let him know he's on the radio. So I'll say that very quickly. And there's a rule to that. But it doesn't really matter. Okay. So if you would please, Trench, go ahead and dial this up for me. Now bring it down so no one hears the numbers.
Fuck that.
All right, fine. So put the little Cody thing in to give you an outside line. Yeah. This is one of those unprepared bits that we do. Whoops.
I got to do this one on the handset.
You got to do it on the handset? All right, so he's going to do that. Now, folks, for those of you in the chat room, please, if you have anything that I should ask him about this, any suggestions, ideas, please throw those up into the chat room so I may bring them up during the course of this conversation. Alrighty. Here we go. Bet she's not going to pick up.
Joshua Jepson.
Is not available right now. Please leave a detailed message after the tone.
Para español, oprima el cuatro.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, Josh. My name is Chris. I emailed you earlier about the Bluetooth keyboard. I'm really interested in talking to you about this. I'll give you a call back in a couple minutes. I know my number comes up blocked. It's because I'm at my office, and I because of the nature of my business, I can't really give out the number right off the bat. But I, hopefully you listen to this, and I'll try calling you back in a couple minutes, and hopefully you'll answer. Hopefully I'll talk to you soon. Okay. So
I killed his.
You know what? I think you should have said, but you know, if you call again, if you don't answer, maybe we can say, oh, I'm really looking forward and enthusiastic about getting this keyboard because I really need it to try to get it for a Christmas present. You know,
yeah.
try to
milk
really
him a little bit.
Milk it a bit. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. But so, okay. Let me make sure I have this right. He's basically saying that if you sign up to Full Tilt Poker.
Yeah.
Okay, with the reference code or what?
Yeah, there's a reference code that he gave me.
Okay, so you put $50 in, they put $50 in.
Uh-huh.
And you have to play till 100 points and you can take all this money supposedly back out.
Uh-huh.
What? I don't understand why he would do that. I mean,
Because he gets a $100 referral bonus.
Okay. So where's the scam part in this, do you think?
Actually, I think the scam is that I didn't think it was legal to play for real money in online poker anymore. No,
well, no. Does anybody have any information they can bring up on that?
Well, I don't know. If anybody out there in the chat room has any information or they'd like to call in...
All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. And we want to maybe get some expertise on this because I'm not sure myself.
It's kind of like, you know, those commercials, they remind me, like, this is not a gambling site. That reminds me of the don't drink and drive commercials. And be safe. Don't drink and drive. But just drink a 12-pack of my beer.
Yeah.
Here Please drink Corona. Responsibly. Yeah. Just do it in large amounts.
Enjoy your Heineken responsibly. But get fucking plastered at your friend's house. Puke on his goddamn toilet. Fall the fuck asleep on the floor in the bathroom. But don't fucking drive. No. Inconvenience every other motherfucker out there who has to pick up after you. Move your ass. They can't even take a shit because you're sitting in the bathroom. Stone Cold passed out on the motherfucking floor.
Hang on a sec. Hang on a sec. You know what? We need to redirect this. On the side of my Beck's beer bottle here tonight, there's a questions and comments line. Would you like to redirect some comments to the good people at Beck's?
All right. So you want me to call them now?
Yeah. I'd like to hear you do that again to the Beck's lady.
Oh, God. I don't know if I have any. I don't know if I have that in me. We'll see. Okay.
The number is 1-888.
Wait.
287. 2400.
2400.
And this is Beck's, product of Germany, imported by Import Brands Alliance, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see what I come up with on that one, huh? Yeah. Maybe a scam, maybe not a scam. I don't know. Maybe someone can give us a call and educate us a bit on these free poker sites. I know that I don't think any of us play on those free poker sites. Do you?
No, I play poker on my iPhone.
Okay, so you have a like an iApp or whatever it is.
Poker, yeah, I have a poker app for it. I have the Apple one.
Do you ever play online poker?
No, the only thing I play is that Texas Hold'em sometimes on that 360. But as far as actually going to a gambling site and, you know, sitting there and doing that, no. I mean, they have it on MySpace, too. I really don't do it there either. I like playing in the in actuality. You know, I hate depending on the machine to give you cards because I think it's all – I'm not big on machines. Yeah, it is rigged. That's why I'm not big on slot machines either. You know, when I play Keno – I'll play Keno, but I'll have the balls at least, you know, go with the air. You
he
know,
loves balls going up in the air.
He loves balls.
Yes, I do. I do
little
love
white balls.
Yes.
Loves little white balls. Because he's got big balls.
Okay, let's try and call this guy back.
Yeah. Hold on. Let me work on this.
Oh, my goodness. I am still so congested.
You know I'm going to block this call.
Okay. Do, 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 do.
I'll bring our mics down.
Okay, cool.
Joshua Jepson.
Is not available right now. Please leave a detailed message after the tone.
Para español, oprima el cuatro.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, Joshua. This is Chris. I just called you a couple minutes ago. I'd really like to talk to you about this keyboard. I'd actually like to give it as a Christmas present to my wife if we could do this. If you give me a call, I'll try and call you again. I'll see if I can get one of the other lines in the office that gives me an outside line. I'm sorry. I got someone in the office. Hold on just a sec. Jim, what are you saying? Yeah, because I really want to get this keyboard. I want to give it to my wife. Jim, I'm on the phone, all right? I'll talk to you in a minute. I really want to get this keyboard. I really want to give it to my wife. So hopefully I'll try calling back again. Like I said, I'll see if I can get outside line from the office. Thanks, Josh.
All right.
I think we're going to have to call without blocking the number, which isn't really that big of a deal.
Well, I know, but, if this gets ugly.
You know what's funny?
Things tend to get ugly with us.
What's funny is even our Craigslist caller is a fucking bit killer.
Yeah.
You know what we could do? I mean, is we could call the scam artist guy from Craigslist, the pirate bootlegger guy.
Oh no, we'll leave Craigslist on. Maybe we'll hone this a bit and try again in the future.
Oh wait, do you want to call a Craigslist prostitute?
What part of hone this and try it again in the future was miss? Let me try that again. Maybe we can go ahead and kind of hone this up a bit and try it again here in the future.
Hey, we can call Craigslist prostitute.
Damn it! You know, this is what happens when you don't show up early. We're spinning our gears. You're the head fucking writer of the show, and you don't show up.
Ooh, wait, let's find a tranny one.
Oh, God, what is it with you and the trannies? And look at how he holds his mic. He's like getting all into it. He's like, I need to find a tranny. I need one now.
I gotta get a tranny. Oh, speaking of trannies.
Well, we segued into that shit.
Our girl Foxy is up for an AVN award.
Really?
No shit, really?
She's up for an AVN for Best Transsexual Performer of the Year.
What?
Yeah.
That's
great
a category.
So she's gonna be actually at.
Yes.
So I'm gonna have to stand up in a crowd and fucking cheer for her and shit.
Like, yeah, okay. Dude.
How much is
yay, I swear to God, I'm not gay.
How much is it to get in those motherfuckers anyways? Like
you know what? I don't even think you can get into the award show.
Yeah, I think that was kind of an invite-only or industry invite-only.
Oh, industry invite.
Yeah,
but Foxy is sure enough. She's up for an AVN award, which is very cool. We wish her the best.
Who's she competing, I guess?
A bunch of other dudes.
Stan. Tom.
Stan, Tom. Michael.
Dick and Harry.
And Eduardo.
Eduardo. The penis that took over L.A.
All right, let's try and call him one more time. Don't block the number. Just dial it.
Oh, all right.
See if he answers. Okay.
I hope I dialed that right.
Me too.
Joshua.
All right, kill it. This kid's not answering his phone. Sounds like he's 14 anyway.
Joshua.
I'm an illegal 14-year-old gambler.
Joshua.
And yet another bit died.
Mom, I got a keyboard to deliver.
Mom.
Can you drive me to the mall?
Mom.
Bit death at Spankwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Bit death at spankwagon.net.
Maybe we should make that a fucking site. We'll probably get more people looking at that site.
Is there anyone else we can call? I'm in the mood for dialing. I can't
lie. Call the Bex. Is there a number for OD? I don't think OD.
OE? Do you want to call the Bex people?
It's 1-800.
Let's call the OE people and ask them why their stuff tends to give black people the shits. Does it specifically target sickle cell anemia?
For consumer questions, call 1-800. Yeah, they got a number.
1-800-645.
Whoa!
You waited too long.
Yeah, I did. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. 5376.
Thank you for calling Miller Coors. Our call center is closed at this time.
No!
Our regular call center hours are 11 a.m.
I want to get fucking drunk! Where do I get the beer? It's a call! I want a sample! Can I get a sample?
Maybe we should call Pizza.
Lady!
Maybe we should call Pizza and ask if they have kosher pizza.
Lady, you're not listening to me! Why aren't you listening to me?
Let's try the Bex people then. Let's try them. Brewed under the German purity law of 1516.
They didn't fucking pure water either. Well, the beer was the pure. Okay, wait. I've got a great idea. I got a fucking great idea. Okay, see if we can do this. I'm going to bring you up. Well, give me that number again off of...
Off the belt?
Yeah.
1-800-645-5376.
Calling Miller Coors. Our call center is closed at this time. Our regular call center hours are 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Wednesday.
You did it in the wrong order.
I know.
8 p.m. Thursdays and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Fridays, Central Time, excluding holidays. Please call us back during these hours, or you may visit our website at millercoors.com for product information or to submit a question or comment. If this is a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Thank you.
Wow.
This is Bex.
Bex. They're just not answering.
And I answer, he's like, fuck you.
What the fuck is a Met?
It's the German purity law. They know that none of us are Aryans.
Speak for yourself. I know exactly what I am. I am pure.
I am not so shit.
I am pure German.
Sieg Heil.
You should feel me. You should feel the filler.
He's like, you're the first fucker to call this. You're the first fucker to actually call this number.
But seriously, who calls him and says,
I have a medical emergency.
I think I drank too much. No, fucking 911. You're drunk and you can dial 911 far fucking easier.
To get that 1-800-645.
Do you get a stupid sober friend to dial that shit for you? Hey, I drank way too much OE.
I need my stomach pump.
I don't know what to do.
I'm stuck on stupid because stupid stuck on me.
Please call the number on the side of the bottle, dog. I'm dying, dog.
I'm dying, dog.
Call the side of the fucking
bottle. I'm going to get a 911. Hold on. I got questions. Hello, Bex. Will you pay my ticket? Could you bail me out of jail?
Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank My Ass Radio. I mean, Spank Wagon Radio.
Well, I am the single man. Cute girls apply online. Email me, Trencher.
So how many girls we have listening to us tonight? Oh, none.
Well, look, dude, Spank Wagon Radio, the sausage fest of the internet. Okay, come on.
That became a huge
only you get fucking recognized as the face of Spank Wagon out in public. So just remember that, you know.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
And there's a reason. No, it's a good thing.
You can't see me?
Well, that's why. Oh, did I tell you? See, here's the thing. I mentioned this during the break. I went fucking nuts with our emails. Don't worry. Okay. So, like, I've given you, you know, your big daddy at spankwagon.net, your decaf at spankwagon.net.
Big daddy!
But you're also smooth at spankwagon.net.
I like that. Smooth.
So, you know, I mean, because I'm sitting here looking at it going, you know, all these fucking aliases, just have them all point to, you know, the one email, the decaf at spankwagon.net. So, like, radio, SWR, all that shit points to me. Porno, I like cock in my mouth at Murphy's, you know, his points to Murphy. Actually, I should put that on there just to see if someone ever mails that one.
And Tuesdays at 9 o'clock, you can listen to the Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Yeah.
Mraph.
And that is also an email now. Mraph. MMRAPH. There you go.
Or RARPH.
See, you can't even fucking, well, either way, it's on the fucking site. You can now use it. If you go to spankwagon.net, you'll see right below the name, Mr. Murphy, tune in live, chat, and email Mraph. So now you have no excuse. Even if you can't spell it, just click the fucking link.
Mr. Murphy. All right. Well, you know it's a tradition here at Spankwagon. Oh. You know, for damn, I've been here for two Christmases.
Is this your third Christmas Eye?
Yeah, this is my third.
Is it Christmases or is it Christmas Eye?
Well,
Christmas
Eye. I don't know if this is a tradition. I'm missing my ear of corn.
That's what's missing of the tradition, which I know I didn't get it this year, and I feel bad because I love it.
Your Albertson's Christmas shopping,
but it's still the holiday season's still not over, so you may still get your gift.
I want a lump of gold.
But as you know, I always have my sunk, right? Yeah, I think last year was like a ghetto wonderland.
Yeah.
So this year is called the Little White Devil Boy.
Pum, 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 pum.
See, I don't play with music in the background, so you guys just got to know.
Hum it along at home.
All right. Come the white devil, and he told me, crook, crooker, cracker. I've done more evil deeds, crook, crooker, cracker. Polygamous and the underage girls, they breed, crooker, cracker. Oh, by the way, this is a recap of 2008.
Oh, okay.
Buried her 4-year-old daughter 5 blocks from she, crooker, cracker, crooker, cracker, crooker, cracker. So he beat her with the frying pan, crooker, cracker. Bankrupt their businesses and want to bail out, crooker, cracker. Hope the president did a dodge a 10-inch scud shoot, crooker, cracker. And the lynch mob finally got OJ's black ass, crooker, cracker, crooker, cracker, crooker, cracker. Doom, doom, doom. Sarah Palin held a Klan rally or two, crooker, cracker. But Kane was so bad he lost to a nigga, crooker, cracker. Caveman quarterback that won't retire, crooker, cracker. Tried an experiment that could have destroyed Earth. Crooker cracker. And a white woman divorced Churcher's ass too. Crooker cracker.
Man.
The devil, the NRA, and their guns. The devil, the NRA, and their guns.
I should have found the fucking movie.
There you go.
Damn. We go from, paling to fucking getting hit with a frying pan. I'm a Josh Halverson.
To you getting divorced.
To me getting divorced. What a great way to cap off a
It's a change because
year.
I always usually assassinate Murphy and my fucking sucks.
Yeah,
that's
I got
true.
You this, I got you. I actually have something to get at you this time.
Something happened to me. Normally, nothing happens to Trencher. And I like it that
way. Yes. So it was the lady did bury. I guess she. I'm not guilty. I know the bitch killed her daughter. So it was like 4 or 5 blocks away from the house, right?
Yeah. I'm Casey, whatever her name is.
You dumb bitch. You gonna bury in another state? Don't bury,
fuck
don't,
that.
Don't bury the girl 5 blocks from your house.
I got this great idea. During that time, she could have drove to fucking Nebraska, dumped the child off in fucking Nebraska. Problem solved. Because it wasn't illegal.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. You do remember that where they made the law that you could drop off the kids?
Yeah.
And they fucking just rolling up with 14-year-olds and shit.
Hi, this is Tommy. He's a straight D student. I'd rather just stick with my meth habit. Yeah, I know he's 14. He does a mean set of dishes. Take him. Here in Nebraska, take him. No, fuck that. You know what? I'm sorry. She killed her daughter. She killed her fucking child so she could go like, party! Woo! You dumb cunt. You stupid fucking whore.
Do they have evidence or what did it say?
DNA
What's
matched.
The reason why?
DNA.
They identified the little girl as hers.
Well, I know that, but I mean, not that as far as identifying her. I mean, are they trying to get a psychoanalysis or why?
No, they're trying to
they
find
think
evidence.
The mom did it, that the mom did it. I mean, do they have anything like she was crazy, the daughter was this, that, or do they know anything, or are they just keeping it kind of quiet until the trial?
I don't know if they're going to announce it or anything, but anything they do find, they have to, disclose to the defense, so.
So she just looked, I haven't heard that much about it, but she looked that guilty. she looked that guilty before they found the body. So she must have really she fell alive.
Here's the thing, here's a funny thing, and they were talking about this on like.
Minority Extraordinaire.
Minority.
It's like.
I don't know about the fucking, she was like all out partying and hanging with all these dudes and chicks. And
woo!
The minute she gets
party!
Busted, no one talks to her. Damn. I'm like, think about this.
You girls want to kick? No.
Hi, I couldn't find a babysitter, so I just fucking slaughtered my child. You fucking irresponsible human. You waste. You fucking pathetic waste. No, you know what? There it is a fucking prison for you. If you don't die because someone else slaughtered you in a month, okay, then I completely think that, prison system, it needs a fucking retrofit because you should die at the hands of someone else. Because there's some women in prison who, they made shit choices. No fucking kidding. But they love their children, And they know they fucked up in life, but they love their children. And here you are, you fucking cunt, you fucking waste, you fucking pathetic piece of fucking shit. You don't, you're not a beautiful woman. You're just nothing more than a fucking slime trail, sperm receptacle, fucking loser. All right. As far as I'm concerned, we need to fire up fucking electric chairs. I don't care if we fucking throw a toaster in your shower stall. I want you to suffer.
Yeah, no.
Physically. You, mentally, there's nothing there to suffer because you're fucking vapid. You're void of human existence. You have no fucking conscience, no fucking soul. If you're religious, you have no moral, religious morality. You have no fucking humanity.
Trench, remember, she is a woman, so she's only half of a human being anyway.
Oh, thank you. Yes, let's bring in some religion. But the point is, you need to suffer, and you need to suffer even in a second because you took out a fucking child's life like that.
She should have to become a man and marry another woman.
I'm going to fucking eat my words like if we find out that she didn't kill it, but kill the girl. But, it's just pathetic. Pathetic. Well, fucking twist of fate here. What if the grandparents did it? But still, the whole thing just, it's wrong.
You know, it's kind of funny though. Women generally don't kill their children. It's usually, you know, I mean, there are occasional differences in it,
but
you know.
But she didn't like her child. Sorry, Decaf.
As far as I've seen, I think in most cases where it does come to a child being killed, most of the time it is the mother that does it because either they want the, you know, it's the sympathy of, well, you know, having a child that died, or they just, you know, the mother is supposed to be responsible for the child, right, and they can't handle the responsibility. Most of the time when it comes to men, men don't usually murder their kids.
If no, they have a daughter,
they probably rape their daughters.
No, they murder the woman carrying their child.
That's what they do. They mostly marry.
What did we learn from that, boys? 2 cement blocks, not one.
See, the daughter's okay. He's like, okay, yeah, okay. No, it's men mostly kill their wives, and I think women mostly kill their children.
Well, isn't there a sin? There's like a mental illness out there where women will like.
Yeah, it's called estrogen.
No,
women are fucking crazy.
Well, they suffocate their child to rock them so they could be the rescuer,
exactly,
the hero.
Yeah,
I mean, there are some twisted fucking things out there, and you're right. I mean, she obviously didn't want the child because she went out partying and all that bullshit. You know, I'm sorry, it's. Ah, you know, it pisses me off.
There's so many fucking options other than killing a kid.
Yeah, you can beat them. I mean, come on, you can beat
them.
You can molest them. You know, you can
give them to the fucking grandparents.
Give them the grandparents. Drive to Nebraska. I mean, there are a lot of other options you can do with it. You know.
Yeah.
Give them lead paint chips.
Yeah. Give them wall candy. I mean, I loved wall candy as a child. You know, the point is though, and I mean, I am. It just infuriates me.
You know, it's just.
It pisses me off.
The lady's crazy. But I don't think it's going to be a defensible sort of crazy. And if they can prove it, that bitch is going to rot. She's going to rot in a cell for the rest of her life.
She's going to get murdered in jail.
So
I hope not.
So do you think the people, the mothers who like, oh, I left my child in the car. I forgot that he was in there for 12 fucking hours. Now, they mostly get, I think, manslaughter. They don't really get murdered.
That's manslaughter.
That's manslaughter. Now, the question is, what's the difference between leaving a child in the car, forgetting it, and dying, then, you know, actually killing your child?
Intent.
Yeah, intent's the big thing. Also,
intent.
Well, also, you have to remember.
Premeditation.
Premeditation, okay.
Any, let me see if I can remember it. Any death that occurs during the commission of a felony is automatic man two, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's automatic man two. So if you can prove that, you know, if she was doing something, let's say when she was murdering the child, or while she was preparing for the murder, she was committing a felony. They can skip the whole, you know, a lot of the charge and go right for man two. They can go right for the big guns. But whatever it is that this bitch gets, I think with her lying about it and her history, they're not going to be able to show it off as insanity. And she's not going to get the chair. She's not going to get the death penalty. She'll definitely get.
Does Florida have the death penalty?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But she'll get life. And I hope she spends her entire life in a cell. You know, death is too good. Don't get me wrong. I am all for killing indiscriminate people. In fact, I think the death penalty should be applied to traffic citations. But
fuck.
In cases like, look, guilt, innocence, it's all just a matter of timing. In this situation, though, where you have something like this, I think it's really important that the person spend their entire existence, 50 to 60 years, in a box.
You know what? You know what? Not only in a box. Here's how you punish this cunt. And I'm...
Make her listen to our show?
Well, no. No. Well, okay, yeah. But only the
Big Daddy Decaf seeks the blues.
But only when the bits die. Like, oh, this sounds like it'd be fun. Oh.
So
this sounds like it'd be, oh, no, no, you know what
so,
she needs?
So pretty much you get 2 hours of Scrappy.
drunk on the bathroom floor. No, listen, here's the thing. Maybe the kid died underneath her tits and suffocated. Anyhow, so here's the thing. What you need to do, glass, just one window or some way where she has to every day see a nice big picture of her child. On a wall. I want her to go fucking nuts that everything she sees.
See, but here's the thing. She could, you know, if she does have like a mental break, then she could start to think that that's her daughter and then start to exist outside of the cell. No. And my vision is this woman spends every day the rest of her life in maximum security in a very healthy environment where she is treated well, where she's given all the medical attention and chemicals that she needs to maintain a normal life. Where she spends 23 hours a day inside of a 6x6 cell, spends 1 hour a day outside, not even outside of a cell, but in one of those exterior cages. I watch a lot of that National Geographic Locked Up show. This bitch should live that for the next 60 years.
Here's the thing. I'm noticing something. His level of compassion tells me one thing. Murphy's level of compassion tells me you plan on killing one of your children soon.
Not one of my children, but let's just say it's not real love if you don't have an alibi and haven't planned already where you're going to put the body.
Okay.
My wife knows this. I love you. Get the shovel. It's and I would make the bitch dig her own grave, too. No, I just... Again, look, tell me the truth. You've planned to kill your wife at least once, right? You've at least come up with an alibi, right?
Yeah.
Trench?
No, actually.
Your ex?
I have not ever planned on killing
anyone. Can we put the screws to Trencher? Kind of uncomfortable? Kind of put a little bit more of a spotlight on his life?
Yes.
So, Trencher has this one thing he really, really hates about his wife. And it's not necessarily her. He cannot stand how she constantly goes behind his back to verify the things that he says with her father.
Oh, no. Anybody.
What?
I will admit
that.
Oh, no.
That's one of those ones. Her father. I've seen you go from perfectly normal, happy Trencher to I'm going to kill you.
Okay, you know, that does drive me
and
nuts.
And I know you love her
now. She knows that drives me nuts that I'm like, do you have to verify this with everybody? But, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say more because I really... You know,
I guess I get along with
my former in-laws, so I'm not going to don't burn that bridge.
No, this isn't about them. This is about her. I know I've met your in-laws. They're wonderful people. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah. But just the way that anything you could tell her that the sky is blue, she will get on the phone, call her dad to verify the sky is in fact blue.
Well, the thing is, I must say,
and I know that kills you.
I know it does. It doesn't even have to get that deep because I must admit, I hate when I tell people so-and-so, you know, something at work, this is the way it works or whatever. Then they'll ask fucking two other people.
Oh, yeah.
Right there fucking telling us like a slap in the face, like, fuck you, your shit is not good enough. They tell them the same fucking answer. So I can understand where it comes from. I don't think it has to be as deep as within the relationship because everything in the relationship is all touchy as shit anyway. You know what I mean? The way someone leaves the fucking light on or the way they fucking breathe heavy and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, do you have to do is this? Do you really have to take a 25-minute shower?
Hold on.
How long does it really fucking take to clean your fucking ass?
I actually did yell at my wife the other night for the way she was breathing. I'm like, do you have to breathe like that?
Okay. I will throw myself under the bus here. There's two things. One. You know, we always make it a big joke that I'm like some sort of sexual introvert, but I truly am. One night, I used the excuse.
No, I have a headache.
No,
my back hurts.
No,
it's my time of my month. Period.
No, I really don't want to get all sweaty.
I remember that.
The amount of anger that jetted from her eyes and ears and just her physical being, I would have been the person dead, live. You know, covered in lye and salt.
Okay, so
no, the second thing, though, it really irritates me. You want to talk about, like, little things. Like, don't breathe on me! No, I have this habit when I sleep, and it's really annoying. I've never experienced it or heard it myself, but I guess I do this. And what I do when I sleep is my mouth doesn't close all the way.
Yeah.
And when my pulse...
Hold on, let's get Chief on the phone and verify this.
Yeah, well, Chief... No, you guys know because I snored at Disneyland, but still. Your phone's ringing.
Yeah, it is.
And it's Chief.
No. Hi, Ken. Hey, what's up, dude?
And you're doing a show, and he's okay. Well, I'm going to go on with the story now.
Let me call you back.
Basically.
No, by all means, go on.
what I do when I sleep, because I don't sleep my mouth fully closed. I do this.
I was going to say, what, you're expecting some priest penis inside of there?
I sleep, and I just, my teeth click all night long. So like the first few nights we would sleep together in the same bed.
Dude,
she would wake up and she'd
shut.
Be like, you annoy the fuck out of me. I'm like, what did I do? She goes, this, click, click, click. She's like, it's fucking annoying. And I'll throw myself even under the bus a little more, which my annoying habits. I talk in my sleep.
Look at this. We're supposed to be bitching about our spouses and he's bitching about himself.
I have self-hate. I am comfortable.
Dude, that's fine to have self-hate.
I am comfortable with my self-hate.
Vent a little. What's something that she does that you can't stand?
That
you'd have written on the paperwork yourself in crayon as a reason.
Here's the thing, though. This is the problem
I
have.
No,
listen to me. Listen to me. Here's the problem I have.
I got one good.
No. I don't give a shit. I am extremely apathetic.
This is the only guy I know who blames himself for his divorce.
Yes. You know what?
What is something
she does? One thing she does. She takes off her shoes in the middle of wherever anybody has to walk. So I have fallen over more pairs of shoes.
Hey, I got an idea, asshole. Why don't you? Okay, first off, number one, why don't you look down? Number two, your wife's feet are as big as your penis. So they're not very big. They're very easy to step over. If you're stumbling and bumbling over a pair of size twos.
See, there's a doorway, right? There's a doorway, right?
Yeah.
Why do I have to look down in my own house?
It's called peripheral vision. Develop some.
She sees.
Can you look at your shoes while looking at me?
She sees.
At the same fucking time?
Let's see.
You cannot look at your feet at the same fucking time you're looking at me.
No, while I'm looking at you, I can see the door.
But you can't see a pair of shoes that would be right there.
Right there, but dude, it's your
when you're not expecting a goddamn pair of shoes to be in your fucking walking path. No, I don't. And so I will fucking walk all over the shoes, and it pisses me off.
Oh, my God.
She sees.
So wait a minute. You just wanted me to wait. Hold on. You fucking wanted me to start bitching about something. The minute I bitch about something, you took her side.
No, I wanted you to.
You fucking asshole.
No, here's the thing. I wanted you to say something that we could all agree with. Like if you would have said.
No, you didn't. You just asked me to say something that was
if
fucking.
If you would. Okay, excuse me. Can you do something valid? If you'd have done something valid, it'd be different. If you would have said, I cannot fucking stand the way she constantly is on my ass about the littlest things, and yet when I turn around and ask her to do something, I have to bow down and lick the soles of her feet to get her to do a single fucking thing.
But I don't, because I don't give a shit if she doesn't do
it. No. I know you do, and there's one thing that's bugging you right now.
Here we go. More shit than thrown under the fucking bus for me without me even saying a fucking thing.
No, you're not getting thrown under the bus. This is what I'm saying. You're just so apologetic. You can't blame her for anything, and I want to know why. I don't understand why you don't blame her for anything.
I don't blame anybody for anything.
You can at least be angry with her.
I'm not angry. She is giving me exactly what I asked for, and I'm giving her exactly what she's asked for. Oh. How can anybody be angry in that situation?
Oh, God. I love you, Trencher. I aspire to have the humanity that you have, because in the inevitability that my wife does leave me, I'm going to blame her for everything, and I just know I'm going to...
See, I don't. I do not blame her for a damn thing.
I just want to come over there and hug you. I'm just going to come
over. No, stay the fuck away, because you started a fucking argument. You threw me under the fucking bus. You sell me fucking out.
Come here.
Get the fuck away.
I love you, Trencher. I love you. You're such a great person. I wish I could be just
what
like
the
you.
Fuck? Get the fuck.
You're such a great person. God. That's your Christmas.
That's fucking patronizing and all of fucking hell.
No. I just... Throughout this whole ordeal,
because you and I have been talking about this for a long, long time there. You've always been very apologetic about it, and it's always been... You blame yourself, and you really do. I'm just wondering if you really do, or if you're just afraid to say it out loud because you know once you open that floodgate, it will never, ever close.
Dude, I'm a fucking mental case. You've known me for 10 years.
Oh, I know
now.
You're a mental
I'm
case.
I'm a goddamn mental case. I am not fucking all together in my fucking head. So, I don't know what you're expecting.
I love you, man.
But,
I know there's some things she does that gets on your nerves.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, otherwise we wouldn't be getting a divorce.
Like the water bill?
What about the water? Oh, yeah. She got to cancel that still. It's like, take it. Do it.
But
it's in your name.
But for the entire time I've known you, there's always been little things that she does. But when everything comes to a head, you either take it in stride or you blame yourself.
Okay. First off, you just need to take shit in stride, because holding up that kind of anger forever.
It's going
to
give you cancer.
It's going to make you fucking ill and give you cancer of the ass. But
I'm going to name my tumor Scrappy.
Damn. She hasn't been here for like a year, and we're just ripping her.
I know.
What the fuck more can I say? It's over. I'm moving on. There's shit that I do that pisses her the fuck off. There's shit she does that pisses me the fuck off. But in the end of the end of the end, nothing fucking matters.
You know one thing she does that I thought you would have brought up?
Oh, God, here we go.
She always waits. Hold on. Whenever she's going to bitch at you about something, she always waits until you've left the house. Just as you're walking down the down the garage, your phone rings, and she's bitching at you about something. You get in the car, and I hear you just like, okay, yes, I know, yes, okay. She can't say it to your face. She has to wait till you're out of the house to call you on the phone.
That brings up my question. Is he more annoyed at the things she do, or are you more annoyed that he accepts the fucking things that she does?
I think I'm more annoyed.
I know you fucking more annoyed because he don't fucking give a shit, and you do.
You know what?
Is the question.
That kind, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe I'm upset that you're not more upset about this.
You want me to have your divorce?
No, absolutely not. My divorce was horrific, and I wouldn't wish that on anyone. But
no, because you want someone you can compare to.
I think I want someone to commiserate with.
Of all of our group of friends, we're the divorce guys.
I know. Well, James L. soon, but anyway.
Well, eventually.
Oh, wait. She hasn't told you yet, has she?
Oh.
No, you're right. I do want someone to commiserate with.
Guess who now is the lucky Betty? Anyhow.
But the weird part about that is you're at the point right now that took me and Andrea a year to get to. And that's very weird to me.
Okay. You got to understand, though. We were looking. I mean, we. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, more about Trencher. More about Mark. The writing was on the fucking wall about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, maybe even more. And I just kind of, you know, fucking put my blinders on. The point is, though, I mean, we both came to that conclusion at the exact same time over this past summer where we said, you know, it's over.
Yeah, dude, it's just
we're fucking adults.
It's okay to be an adult. I'm just I guess I'm kind of weirded out that you're not more upset. But that's cool. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not like, come on, get mad. No,
yeah,
I'm just, well, you know me, when I don't understand
poke.
When I don't understand something, I question the shit out of it and it gets annoying.
Yes.
But
no, it doesn't get annoying. You get annoying.
I get annoying. But it just weirds me out, man. I'm going to keep asking you these weird little questions like this, seeing if I can put a crack in that little dam that all of this is sitting behind.
There's nothing there.
You know
haven't
the
I told you there's nothing
it,
there?
You probably truly don't care. I have a situation, you know, not to the extreme, but that's similar to it. Clizzle. You know, he's my best friend for years, right? For years.
Yeah, we got into some deep shit.
He sits there and he'll fucking, because he's already kind of quiet, and he'll fucking be like looking at nowhere. I'm like, me, I'm always thinking, you know, like, oh, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. Oh, I got the story idea, I should be writing, I got to get to work on this and that. And I ask him, I say, well, dude, what you be thinking about? He's like, I don't think about nothing. But his mind just goes fucking blank. He just doesn't think about shit. You know what I mean? He's able to just sit there.
Can't do that.
And really 100% just fucking relax, right? And it's the same thing. I can't understand how that is fucking true. So I question him. I'm like, dude, you fucking bullshit. If you have to be thinking about something, he's like, no. You know, serious, just like you. He's just like, I don't think about nothing. You know, it's just kind of like, it's natural. You just, some people you have to understand that's a natural quality about them. Maybe it's the way they grew up. Maybe it was a childhood incident. Maybe, you know, that's always been your personality. It's kind of like, well, she's going to do what she's going to do. I already accept that she's going to be annoying on some things. Why do I need to upset upset myself about it? I don't care. And then after time, this is becoming natural, you know.
Right. And matter of fact, her and I were joking about it just a couple nights ago. I was annoying the shit out of her about something. And I'm just like, hey, don't worry. You've only got 2 weeks left. All right. You only got 2 weeks in the halfway house and you're out, you know. And then we laughed about it because, you know, and you're not the only people who have been asking me, how can I do that? How can I not be, you know.
I'm not really that shocked. I never asked you because I'm not really that shocked that you're not upset, especially because you already knew, you know, you came to the fact, you accepted, the decision was made, and that was it. It wasn't like one day she came in and said, I'm fucking half the school, and I'm fucking half the school, and it's over. I'm leaving your ass.
That is the difference.
You know what I'm saying?
It's that like, was me.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? That's what you want him to suffer
I've
with.
Never told
this
story.
Happen.
I've never told this story.
No.
How I found out I was getting divorced?
No.
Oh, this is great. My ex would pick me up at work every day when I worked with you. She would pick me up every day, and then we would come home. We'd get out of the car, go inside. This happened every day. So she picks me up from work. We go home. She pulls up to the house, doesn't shut off the engine. I open up the door, put my foot. I'm like, are you getting out of the car? And she says, no, I'm not. The baby's at my parents' house. Go inside. I'll call you later. I go inside the house. Dude, empty.
Whoa.
She took everything.
Damn.
She left me with the bed, which her parents wanted to take. She left me with my chair, my TV, and my computer stuff. That's it.
Damn.
You know that line from True Lies, what kind of a sick bitch takes the ice cube trays? The one I married. She took everything.
Damn.
I had my clothes. I had one towel.
Your jerk towel?
No, no,
oh,
that was
my, oh, that was mine. I'm sorry, my story.
I got no dishes, no cups. You know the glasses I spent hours agonizing over because I wanted just the right glasses for the house. No glasses. No, she left me with pots. She left me with pots. That's it. And the fridge.
Huh. Okay.
And that's it. She even took all the food out of the fridge too.
No.
Wow.
Dude, you know how embarrassing it is to have to ask for a ride because I didn't have a car at the time. To ask for a ride to the grocery store from everybody you know and have them all say no. Oh. I ordered pizza. The pizza guy shows up and goes, oh, did you just move in? I said, no, my wife just left me and took everything we owned.
You're not getting a tip she now, pizza
guy. See you tomorrow, dude.
Took even your shit.
Dude, everything we had was ours.
Oh, it was our.
Yeah, there, I mean, she left like my comic books and things like that, but yeah. The general necessities.
Like there's no furniture, no TV.
Dude, no furniture. Dude, she took the couch. Her parents gave us a lot of furniture. She took the couch. She took the coffee table. She left the TV because my cousin gave that. Everything that her parents gave us, they took.
What is this?
But in the course of 8 hours, that's the truly amazing part.
For what I heard, isn't this the same wedding where... That her dad said, how long before you get divorced? I heard something about that.
Yeah, this is my future ex-son-in-law.
Yes.
Yeah, at the wedding. Yeah.
Prophecy.
And that's a guy who's in a tortured marriage, I swear to God, right there.
So, you know, I mean, and it's interesting. You know, I will admit, the only thing about this whole process that's really, really fucking my day up is my little boy.
The countdown timer.
Yeah, the countdown timer's constantly going. And
I know,
because
you're always mentioning it. Yeah. You're always giving that day countdown.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, I mean, I've already got apartment. I've already got, you know, I got to finish moving this week and packing. I've got utilities ready to go except the fucking water. so, you know, it's all ready to happen. It's all ready to move forward. I'm like, okay, fine. This part's done. But then I'm like, well, I had to go to the apartment to get the keys and finish that. And I took little man with me. And I had the most difficult time trying to explain to him, no, I'm moving here. You're moving to Iowa. And then he goes, oh, I'm really going to miss you. Ah, fuck. You want to watch me lose it? You want to watch me shut down, go into some sort of fucking cave mentally, almost physically? Right there. I got it, you know, but I will say this. I'm saying this very publicly. I want him to go to Iowa. Yeah. I want him to experience childhood quite literally now as close to my childhood as possible.
Well, judge that the school district take away everything but the fucking schools. It's like you don't get no books, you don't get no fucking desk, you can't do no sports, no activities, no special after school anything. You know, there's nothing. You just
you
go
have to
in
become your own after school,
you know,
special.
I want, yeah. I do want him to experience, you know, and have a good childhood, and I know that. In all
so
honesty,
you don't want him in a class of 70 fucking students and
no.
and two and a substitute teacher teaching
you know,
the class?
No. Trench, I've said it to you before. You know, any asshole can be a dad, but to be a real father, you have to make the tough decisions. And that's what you've done. And I really admire you for that. And people ask me, why isn't he more pissed off? Why isn't he more upset? I'm like, no, you don't understand. He's doing this for his son's best interest because he knows he doesn't want his son growing up here. Hell, I don't want to raise my kids here, but I don't have any other option. You, dude, you are making the hardest choice, I think, out of anyone I've ever met in my life, and you're doing the best you can. But I'm just wondering what is behind that wall, you know? And I told him a couple of times today, I'm like, dude, I don't care what you say, but from Christmas to New Year's, you're staying in my house. Cause
well, I don't have any fucking electricity or water or gas.
Well, I'm off that whole week, so it's going to be you and me hanging.
Nice.
So, but...
you know, that's one thing. And you know, we're breaking down the walls big time here tonight.
We're totally avoiding the discussion that we had planned.
I'm sorry, decaf. See,
look, I've even got the little video up and everything right there. I was all ready to go.
Our head writer's just killing us tonight. Oh. So here's the thing. You are getting my house.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're not going to go into any details other than that. But you're moving into my house. I'm moving out. Yeah. She's moving to Iowa. I mean, literally... We are playing a three-card fucking Monty with furniture boxes and children, except one's not going to show back up on the 29th. It's kind of sad. So, you know, the whole point is, though, you know, I've got to now be a visitor on a couch in a house that I bought a year and a half ago. Yeah. Ah, come on! And he wants me to stay, and he's wondering, you know, do you want to see the wall fucking crack? I'm like, these used to be my walls. Those used to be my
walls. So you know what it's going to be now? It's going to be, hey... Trench, take your shoes off. You're going to scuff up my floors, all right, man?
Yeah, uh-huh. But you know what? The garage is mine. I'm sleeping in the garage.
It's going to be cold as
shit. I'm sleeping in my duster in the garage.
Nothing can be scuffed up as you explain your floors when you first fucking moved in. Or was it you? No, it was you. Who was it that moved in and the shit was like black shit all over the... It was you.
It was my house with a fucking tile in the kitchen. It was
black. Yes.
And we hands... Actually, you know what? That's... See, there's another reason that the ex is pissed at me. I didn't lift a fucking finger to clean the floors. She was on her hands and knees with a toothbrush the entire time.
Cleaning that black stuff off the
floors. Cleaning that shit in floors.
More anal than you?
No, no. Here's the thing, though. That may have been the case, but Trench has kept that kitchen spotless ever since.
Up to a point, I gave the fuck up because I'm an anal retentive dude, and I like to have everything in order, and there's a point I've
Wait, you really?
Yeah.
You like everything in order and in its place?
I cracked. I
never would have guessed that.
You want to break a little piece of my facade. There's a piece I broke. I don't give a shit anymore.
I'm just going to rearrange the spices and see what you do.
To what?
I don't know. Stuff.
I don't give a shit what you do in your house.
No. I must say, I hate... Okay, because you guys both been there. You know I have like fucking 5-6 racks. It's like fucking Best Buy of DVDs.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Across the house, right? I hate when a motherfucker goes and grab a movie for the C section, you know, and walk over and then put it in the S. I fucking, dude, I'm like cringe.
So, I will remember that.
You know Brian B., right?
Yeah.
We do that every time we go over.
Every time, because he has these. He has like it's a bookshelves full of CD or DVDs that's about 8 foot tall and about 9 foot wide.
He's got like 10 of them.
Full.
Oh yeah, the whole fucking library. Dude, all he did for 5 years was buy movies.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he gave us his Best Buy card so he couldn't have it in his hands to go and constantly buy movies.
Yeah, he just went and bought DVDs. Every time we go over there, we just move a couple of them.
Or I turn them around and put it back in. They're in the right order. They're just turned around, so you can't tell what they are. Oh, yeah. So,
I'll tell my son, go grab 5 DVDs and bring them to me. Yeah, put them all back over there.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, you know, people's kids, they come, they hit on the TV. I'm like, you know, they may move something on the chair or go fucking fuck with a dog and the dog start barking, you know, shit like that. It's kind of annoying. Like, okay.
I'm going to send my boy up to Star Wars room and tell him to unpackage a figure. There it is. Look at that. Oh, we found it.
Damn.
I found it.
No. Don't unpackage a figure. Wrinkle the corner of the card.
Oh. Decaf has an entire room. He makes fun of me.
Lick the card.
Decaf has an entire room. Let's get the camera on him right here. Has an entire room dedicated to Star Wars. He has hundreds of Star Wars figures still in the original packaging up on his wall. And there are push pins through the hole that they sit on the rack with. And I'm just going to tell my son to go upstairs and just open one of them. What would you do?
Hey, boy, you got to go pee? Grand Moff Tarkin's a receptacle.
I wouldn't be that upset.
What if it was the original Admiral Tarkin?
He'd just be missing an arm or two. He's like, Daddy, I don't have no arms anymore.
Okay, all right. Since we're talking about things that drive us up a wall.
Like fucking ringers.
Like fucking ringtones.
Both of you assholes.
Hey, mine was canon. I tried to make it a bit in the show. To me, the thing that drives me up a wall that I cannot stand in my house when someone does it.
He's answering it.
Is when my wife, or I've trained one of the kids, when they open a beer and leave the bottle cap
and the opener on
the counter.
Wait. You've trained your children to open
Thina. Just Thina.
The old one, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. When they open up the bottle, they leave the bottle cap and the opener on the counter.
Okay.
That drives me up a fucking... Well, there's only one thing that irritates me even more, and it's if my wife touches my lips or my nose when I'm asleep.
How do you fucking know? Dude, you're fucking asleep.
If someone touches my lips or my nose when I'm asleep, I wake up instantly and just start swinging.
That's weird.
And it's been really hard lately because Jackie will fall asleep and have Charlotte in the bed with her feeding like 2 or 3 in the morning.
And her feet will brush you.
No, Charlotte will wake up at 6 and I'm still asleep, so she rolls over on her tummy and starts... And bam, right in Daddy's face. Oh. Oh, and I wake up and I'm like, something touched my face. Oh, it's the baby though. It's the baby. It's just the baby. But it touched my face. Touch my face. Touch my face. Oh, I cannot stand if I'm asleep and my wife, get her on the phone if you don't believe me.
Someone
touches my lips or my nose when I'm asleep, I freak out.
Now that I know this, are you sure you want me to stay at your house?
Sure. Go ahead, touch my face.
With a 10-foot pole. Who called? Who called, Decaf? Who called? Who called, Decaf?
I instantly feel like shit now.
Who called?
I feel like shit now.
Why do you feel like shit now?
Because I forgot when I came home, I put the dogs outside with the doggy door, and I closed the door.
They've been outside for outside.
Yes, and then that's why she's
your
called.
Dog's gonna get a fucking.
She's
cold.
Like, how long they've been out there? I was like, fuck. I forgot all about it.
Well, it's not like they've been out there for like 10 hours.
Yeah,
though.
I know, but I still feel like shit. Yeah, you know? It's cold as shit outside.
See, I can't leave my dogs outside. If I do, the neighbors come over and tell me. Yeah, which I'm really not looking forward to when we move, because Bodie.
Yeah.
Oh God, I might as well just bring your neighbor's earplugs and a
pie
now.
Oh no. Yeah, you know, you the neighbors have a dog though. I swear to God,
I love this dog. Dog doesn't make any noise. Arf, arf, arf,
arf. I remember there's one dog that's like 160 years old that my friend has, and it's just like, you know, trying to bark and shit. He got all this fucking intensity built up, right? And by the time the bark comes, I was like.
I can see it too. You know, 106 dogs be like,
wolf.
You know, the oldest dog I ever met in my entire life was Ken. His mom had this poodle.
Wait, what?
Ken's mom had this poodle that was 17 years old.
Jesus
Christ. And she was this big. Sandy was this big. Cutest little dog ever.
A fucking poodle? That's a car wash sponge.
Dog was 17 years old. Cutest little thing in the world. Blind, deaf. I think it might have been senile at one point, but that little dog was so adorable. So adorable.
How does a blind, deaf dog poop on you?
Carefully. Holy cow. I feel like this show just kind of went, like, all the stuff
somewhere.
We talked about doing last week, we just said, nah, fuck it.
Well, you know, that tends to happen on a weekly basis. When are we going to learn?
The only reason I let it happen because I know it was a good topic and I know it was an interesting one.
Well, we can't now, fucking start
now we're talking. When we're talking about dick. I'd be like, all right, guys, we got to go to the thing. But like I said, but it was a good topic, so it was hard to kill.
Yeah.
So Bush dodged a shoe. That's pretty much all we can say about that.
You know what? And I love it. The media went nuts. Everybody's been making like these flash animations of him dodging like fucking tires.
I like the Warcraft.
Strongman.
Have
Warcraft.
You seen the Warcraft
yeah.
one?
But you got to give the old fucker credit. You know, the thing
he
is,
moved.
This is what I was going to say. I was going to say, I think the thing why he can move so good is because of Dick Cheney always shot at him when he's getting out. Get the fuck out of my office.
Don't
do what I say. We're going to war in Iraq. Get the fuck out of my office.
I was going to say because he's used to dodging coke dealers back in the 80s.
Oh. Oh, come on. Anybody who could be the manager of a failed baseball team, you know, knows how to duck a paycheck, you know.
Oh.
knows how to, you know, duck a luxury tax, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I'm just...
Did Manny Ramirez get signed?
Not yet, but they did re-sign Rafael for call.
Okay.
They did re-sign Rafael. Yeah.
And Tex
Teixeira.
Teixeira.
Teixeira's still on the block. No one knows what's going to happen with that.
And isn't he holding up free agency?
No, he's not. He's not holding it up.
I think the only thing that the Yankees haven't bought yet was like Ford and Chrysler.
The fucking
they
bailout.
They might as well bail them out. Fuck, they bailed out everybody fucking else in baseball.
You know what?
They
you know what? This bailout, this fucking bailout is going to last until March. After March. Bets are off. Shit's going to go downhill again. I guarantee fucking to you.
Let's see here. No, Teixeira talks are still going. The only thing in baseball, I know we got to run. The only thing in baseball I found really interesting, I want to bring this up. You're talking about Rafael Furcal. The deal between the Braves and Furcal was all but done, but apparently the Atlanta Braves aren't done complaining about the way they felt they were treated by Wasserman Media Group, which is the firm representing shortstop Rafael Furcal. This is from ESPN.com.
Media Group?
They are, however, apparently done doing business with it. 2 days after Furcal, then a free agent spurned an offer from the Braves to return to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Team president John Schuerholz called the actions of Furcal's agents Paul Kinzer and Art Tellem despicable and disgusting and said the franchise would never deal with the firm again, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Let me read you this quote down here. Having been in this business for 40-some years, I've never seen anybody treated like this, Schuerholz said to the Journal-Constitution. The Atlanta Braves will no longer do business with that company ever. I told Art Tellem that if we can't trust them to be honest and forthright, I told him that in all my years, I've never seen an agency act in such a despicable manner. It was disgusting and unprofessional. We're a proud organization and won't allow ourselves to be treated that way, Schuerholz said. I advised Art Tellem that whatever players he represents, just scratch us off the list. Take the name of the Atlanta Braves off their speed dial. They can deal with the other 29 clubs, and we'll deal with the other 100 agents. Wow. Yeah, that I guess that deal kind of, you know, they gave him a tentative offer. They wanted him to sign what's called a term deal, which is kind of like a temporary thing, like a promissory note. They said no, but we'll get back to you. They took that note, shopped it around, and the Dodgers bought on it. Wow. So
that's kind of shady. All right, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
We want to hear from you. Go to spankwagon.net. Our email, SWR, spankwagon.net.
And on Tuesday, you can listen to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Dude, you're shilling my show more than I am.
That's funny.
At 9 o'clock.
We got a bunch of people to thank. First off, all of our kick-ass syndicates. Actually, I put them finally in alphabetical order, so here we go.
Rather than chronological.
Something like that. Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network. LV Rocks, our home studio. We love you. Jimmy, need to come home. Radio X UK, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Trax Radio.
Guys, I know we usually have a lot of other things to say about the archive and all this other stuff, but we'll dispense with that. Look, guys, it's Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever. Spend some time with your families. Hold them tight. Hug your kids. Kiss them on the cheek. It's the time of year to really be thankful for what you got. And you know what? When you're usually walking down the street and that guy asks for change and you just pretend like you don't have it in your pocket.
Punch him instead.
No, give him a buck. You know what? I challenge everybody to take $20 out of the ATM and hand it to a homeless person.
Well, I must say also, go out and donate.
You're not homeless.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of shit that's just laying around your house that you don't fucking have. And I know, like, working in the libraries, I see a lot of homeless people like, this motherfucker's been here since I've been here. And I've been in the district for 14 fucking years. So, you know, sometimes, you know, some people don't have, you know, just don't got no, you know, no intent to get a job and stuff. But then there again, there are a lot of people who lost their jobs, who are suffering, who is just trying to get by and hate being in a desperate situation. So if you have some old shoes, some coats,
donate
some sweaters, some shirts, donate it. Because I'm sure a lot of people have tons of shit just laying around with, you know, nothing to do with it. So.
If you're at the gas station, you see someone digging through the ashtray for 2 extra cents so they can get a full gallon of gas, go inside and buy them a full tank. Yeah. Do something nice for somebody else and then tell your children about it and have them do the same thing.
Yep.
Yes.
All good work.
So spend time with your family. Eat good. Unwrap some presents. Do all the things you need to do. Have a good night, folks, and have a good, hopefully, have a good Christmas, and there might actually be a show next week.
Ooh.
Not really sure if there will be yet.
Well, if you go to spankwagon.net, we'll keep you updated there, folks.
Good night.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Bah fucking humbug.
L'chaim!
following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Behold the king.
A live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room. Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.